ladies and gentlemen, to conclude the week. And I'm also wearing black in the manner of Johnny Cash. I'm not in a great mood, and yet I don't have my sunglasses on, do I? So I'm hanging in there. And I have pre-anointed my face with oil, the olive oil. I pre-anointed it because I find that it's a really good feeling. It gives color to my face. It makes it shine. I think I look great, as you can see on the studio cam. To close out the week, I've also unabashedly, unashamedly poured myself another glass of wine from the Cabernet Sauvignon, of the cheapest varietal known in the country of Brazil. I believe this is a Brazilian wine. Or did they bring this in from Argentina? Who cares? Again, referencing the unveiling 6-6. I told you that I was a little unclear as to whether it's a fourth of the earth that's going to be affected, or a fourth of the earth's population that's going to be killed by the Green Horse Rider, the sick Green Horse Rider, which is death and Hades. I believe it's going to be a fourth of the population killed. I really do. And taking the Earth's population today to be as of a 2013 census, 7.125 billion people, that would leave dead 1,750 million people. And I can hear the collective groan out there. I can hear the sighs of incredulity. I could hear the guffaws of unbelief and the groans of doom. Zenger, how can you possibly say that 1 billion people will die? Well, ladies and gentlemen, apparently you've forgotten the fact that we are looking at the crisis of the universe. We are looking at a time to come upon the earth of which our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ said, never before has anything come upon the earth like this, and never again will anything come upon the earth like this. So just when it seems like it's overdone, it's too much, then that's correct. That's correct. And you haven't seen anything yet, really. So start believing now, because when I tell you, when we get to the last two seals, and the seventh seal opens up into seven trumpets, which opens up into seven thunders, which opens up into seven bowls. When we see these, you are going to long for the days when we were talking about 1 billion, what was the number again? 750 million people dead by plague, by virus, by sword, by wild beast, by terrible means. Humans turning upon humans for food, which costs eight times the amount. A man's going to struggle all day to get a slave's wage, to get a slave's portion of food. And that's just for him. There are many groups today. I don't know if you realize this. You probably do. Survivalist groups. Kind of like you saw at the Y2K crisis. Turned out not to be a crisis. But many people were preparing for doomsday, weren't they? They were preparing for chaos. They were preparing for anarchy. They were preparing for humans to become as animals, stealing food. People were hoarding food in their basement. I didn't do it. Somebody gave me food. Somebody said, here, Zender, and they gave me like a certificate to buy these free giant tubs of grain. I would have rather have olive oil and wine, but I got grain. I don't know where that is today. I'm not one to prepare. I'm really not. For one thing, you and I, as members of the body of Christ, don't have to worry about this. This is a good time to reiterate. Maybe I can just talk and avoid talking about the scheduled topic, the fifth seal. I'm still reeling from seals 1 through 4. Now I'm about to open for you the fifth seal on the seven sealed scroll, which is the souls beneath the altar, which is a total figure of speech. And if you don't realize that, you're in big trouble. I'm going to make sure you realize that. I'm going to give you other examples in Scripture. Don't worry. I got this covered, even though I don't necessarily like it. But I did not save up anything for Y2K. I didn't care about Y2K. I didn't give a crap. My neighbor was spending tons of money, and they had cans and all kinds of preserved food and water in their basement. They were, I don't care. You don't realize this. I'm a minimalist. In fact, I will tell you this, and because I'm going to tell you this, I might be able to escape this fifth seal today and take this up on Monday. I'm into barefoot running. I've always been a minimalist type of guy. I liked the fact when I bicycled across the United States, I took everything I needed and strapped it on the back of my bike. I had my house back there, which was a tent, and I bought food as I went. I had no foodstuffs. I had no storage. I bought food as I needed it, much like Israel in the wilderness. No, I will make that analogy without shame. I felt like that my daily sustenance was at the next stop and go, at the next food store, at the next food line, at the next Kroger. And I went in and I bought stuff that I needed for that day, and I didn't care anything because I needed to be light, because I was pedaling, I was hauling everything I had over the Rocky Mountains, across the plains, through the desert, and so I needed to be light. That's a great parable for us today. Jesus said, don't store up in barns. And we know in the wilderness, Israel had just enough for the day. They were told not to stockpile food. The quail, the manna, it was just enough for then. And so God is going to miraculously sustain Israel in the wilderness. We're going to see not only the seven ecclesias in Asia Minor during this time of indignation, but we're going to see Israel in the hills, and God is going to miraculously feed them. You remember how he fed Elijah? This is the God of Israel. And remember, you're going to see miracles coming back in this day. You're going to see miracles that will correspond to the severity of the trials. Even Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane had messengers ministering to him and appearing to him in the extremity. This doesn't happen in everyday life. Right now, we're in the era of the nations. We've had 2,000 years of God being conciliated to the world, but peace is going to go out the window, and God is going to declare war on the world. How can that happen, Martin? It's never happened before. Well, it's never happened before. That's right. You're going to see things that have never happened before. Israel is going to be miraculously sustained. The 144,000 will be sealed on their foreheads and miraculously sustained, as well as the vast throng. Jesus Christ himself proved that this could be done when he fed the 5,000 with he multiplied the loaves and the fishes, took a kid's lunch, 5 loaves, 2 fish, and fed thousands of people. Thousands. God can do it, believe me, and he will sustain Israel, just like he did in the wilderness. It's an historical fact. My God, their clothes did not wear out in the wilderness. It was a miracle. Miracle food came for them every day. Nobody was getting rich, but they had sustenance that they needed to survive. And that's what we're talking about, survival. I'm in the body of Christ. You're in the body of Christ. Maybe you're afraid that you're going to go through the day of indignation. You're not. Maybe you are thinking, maybe I should have weapons in my house. Maybe I should stockpile food. Maybe I should have reserves of water. I say, forget it. I say, live naked. I talked about barefoot running. Yeah. I've always loved the idea of getting by with as little as possible. So now I'm taking my shoes off and I'm running through the city. I'm running like 2-3 miles without shoes. My feet are getting tough. I just like the idea of the human body. The foot is a very beautiful thing, but I love it because the foot is perfectly made by God in order to run. And if you're running in running shoes, you need to at least get minimalist shoes, minimalist, because you're anesthetizing your foot. Your foot needs to feel the ground, and it knows what to do, and it knows how to run. Kids know how to run because they run barefoot, right? And they do it perfectly, but we need to relearn the whole art of running. All this to say that Israel's going to be stripped down in that day. And I don't think you need to worry at all about stockpiling anything. For one thing, we're getting out of here. We're flying. We're going to be snatched away before the last 3.5 years. But I believe before this 7-year period even starts, okay? So you're not going to have to worry about any of this stuff. And even if you are Israel, and even if you are going to go through this, do not stockpile food. God is going to miraculously provide for you, because that's what he does. Now, some of you are going to be honored to be martyred. This is what we're going to see, the souls under the altar. Let's call this introduction to the fifth seal. Let's call it that, because that's all I'm doing. There are souls under the altar. I guess I could read it so that you see what we're getting into on Monday. This is starting with verse 9 of chapter 6 of the unveiling. And when it opens the fifth seal, I perceived underneath the altar the souls of those who have been slain because of the word of God and because of the testimony which they had. And they cry with a loud voice, saying, "Till when, O owner, holy and true, art thou not judging and avenging our blood on those who are dwelling on the earth?" So they're crying out for vengeance. This does not happen today because we are now in the days of the conciliation of God. Now, God is still conciliated to the world during the tribulation, but it's more distant in the apprehension of people because he is bringing, and here's a great quote here. I'll just quote from A. Enoch here. I can't do any better than this if I can find it. "What cannot be cured," quote, "what cannot be cured by kindness must be coerced." Let me start again. "What cannot be cured by kindness must be corrected by coercion." Here it is again. "What cannot be cured by kindness must be corrected by coercion." Again, A. Enoch loves the alliteration there, and I do too. So the kindness in this context has been the last 2,000 years of grace, an era of grace called the era of the nations, when Israel's on the back burner. If you think I'm making this up, read Romans 11. Paul explains it in great deal of detail and specificity. He says that the era of the nations is here to provoke Israel to jealousy, and then all of Israel shall be saved when the fullness of the nations has come in. We are now in the kindness era of God. And it's an acceptable era of salvation. That's why that verse is in the scripture, because we're in an era where it's very acceptable. It's very, quote, easy to accept God. Of course, I know God has to put it on your heart. It's all up to him. I know that. I know that. I know the absolute viewpoint. But because it's, quote, easy, people are asleep. This is by the will of God, by the intention of God. People are asleep, and the world is numb. The world is getting stupider by the day because of the intoxicant of Babylon. Where do you find out what that is? I know what the intoxicant of Babylon is, and it's not red wine. I will tell you what it is when we get there, when we talk about the prostitute in the wilderness, the prostitute who chases the child. We're going to get to that, believe me. When you read about it, you're going to be stunned. But what cannot be cured by kindness must be corrected by coercion. So for all of those who don't come in to the fold of God during this era of grace, and kindness will come in by force. Remember the difference between redemption and deliverance. Here it is again. Here it is again. The kindness is the redemption, is the buying early. It's the blood of Christ. And by the grace of God, we've come into it now. It's so gracious of him to acquaint us with his ways. But what those of the earth who do not come into this, which is the majority, the overwhelming majority, must be corrected by coercion. And that coercion is what we find now. And the souls of God cry for judgment, avenging of the blood. And this day is coming. And now we're in verse 11. "And to each of them was given a white robe, and it was declared to them that they should be resting still a little time, till their fellow slaves also and their brethren who were about to be killed as they also were should be completing them." There is a number of martyrs that must occur. And it is a great honor in that day to die for the sake of Christ. And many will do it. Many will die and they will join these others. This is a figure. These souls are not literally under a literal altar. I'm going to explain this to you. It makes great sense when you understand figures of speech. So Monday, we're going to get into that. Enjoy the weekend. Drink a little wine. Pour some olive oil in your palm of your hand and rub it on your face. Make it glow. Give it a rosy hue. And be at peace, because this is not your evangel. Our evangel is Paul. Paul is the ark that's going to deliver us out of the coming indignation.